We rolling? Okay. How do I look? Not the most flattering light here. How's the angle on me? More or less cleavage? More? Okay. Good answer. No, it's smart. Gets more views, you know? Yeah, I could tell. You're not exactly subtle. Hey, before we start, I just want to say, I know there's other places you'd rather be now, but I'm glad you're here. It can get kind of, well, it's hard to do everything by myself, you know? It'll be fun, I promise. At the very least, I'll have a story to tell. Look, how many people can say they've gone ghost hunting before? Okay, now count me down. Hello, and welcome to the Old New England, the show in which I, Arby Wren, hunt and... Yes, that's my username. What? It's not that bad. Is it? Forget it. It's too late to change it now. No, I am not using my real name. Because I don't need my coworkers thinking I'm crazy. Oh, you think I'm crazy, huh? Why? Because I believe in ghosts? Because I spend my weekends filming myself, talking to thin air? Is that it? Well, when you put it that way, I guess I am a little crazy. Yes, no, shush. No more out of you. I need to get through this, okay? Hello, and welcome to the Old New England, the show in which I, Arby Wren, take you to the haunted hotspots of the Northeast and put their legends to the test. With me tonight is my lovely intern. I don't know. Just make up a name. Anything. Anything safe for work. Casper? Really? Yes, I get it. Fine. With me tonight is my lovely intern, Casper. He'll be in charge of operating the video equipment as well as acting as a resident skeptic. You don't believe in the paranormal, do you, Casper? Well, I hope I can prove you wrong tonight. We're here in Massachusetts at the old Betham Manor, the long-term residence and final resting place of the alleged murderer, Harriet Betham. While Miss Betham was never charged with any crime, it's widely believed that she was responsible for the murder of her husband, Wilford Betham III. Rumor has it, she had hoped to use her late husband's fortune to start a new life with her secret lover. Unfortunately for Miss Betham, it was her lover that was charged with his murder and sentenced to 35 to life. She lived out the rest of her days alone, here in this very manor, until her death at the age of 75. They say her spirit still haunts these grounds, waiting for her lover to return. If the tales are true, and Miss Betham is with us here tonight, we will undoubtedly make contact. How was that? Yep. All true. I did the research. Miss Betham lived and died here, probably bitter and quite lonely. Yeah. Probably horny as fuck, too. Very insightful. Good work, in turn. Just so you know, if you hear any ghostly moaning, it's your duty to record it. Oh, you think I'm joking. Okay. Let's stop here. One more point of order, and then we can get to the fun stuff. To monitor and record tonight's proceedings, we have with us 2 night vision ready camcorders, 1 stationed on this tripod, and the other manned by our friendly little ghost. 1 instant camera to produce verifiable photographic evidence. 1 handheld audio recorder to pick up any electronic voice phenomena. And 1 Ouija board, just for fun. The time is currently 12:45 a.m., almost 2 hours from peak spirit activity. So we'll take a break and reconvene at the witching hour. Cut. Are there any spirits here with us tonight? Are there any spirits here with us tonight? Nothing. We are trying to contact the spirit of Miss Harriet Betham. If you were out there, Miss Betham, can you speak to us?
We are trying to contact the spirit of Harriet Betham. If you are out there, Miss Betham, can you speak to us?
We just wish to ask you a few questions. Is that okay with you? What's that look for? I thought you didn't believe in ghosts. Relax. It takes more than that to piss off a spirit. Stop eating those chips. All right, I'm gonna do this again. Miss Betham? If you are here and do not wish to speak to us yet, can you at least make your presence known? What time do you have? Yeah, 15 minutes is enough of that. I think if she was gonna speak to us, she would have done it by now. No, no, we're not done here yet. We stayed the whole night, remember? Besides, I still have 1 more trick up my sleeve. The Ouija board. No, it's not just a dumb prank game. People actually use them to contact the dead. It's sort of like a lightning rod. You know, it lures the spirits in. Like, they can't resist. But as long as we're honest and approach it with open minds, they'll return the favor. You know, it's all about building trust. Okay. Are you afraid if I set it up here? Okay. Sit across from me. Take a deep breath. Clear your mind. We ask the spirit world to help us find the answers we seek. If you are out there, spirits, please guide our hands in response. Are there any spirits here with us now? Don't move your hands. Don't think about it. Just let it. Yes. Okay. Will you share your identity with us? No. Are you a good spirit? No. Are you an evil spirit? No. Don't get scared of me now, Casper. You're a skeptic, remember? You're in charge of banishing any demons that might show up. If you don't fear, so you need to stay strong. I'm kidding. If that happens, we're fucked. Spirit, do you fear we intend to harm you in any way? Yes. Huh. No, I'm not moving it. Are you? No, I'm telling you, this is real. Look, I know you're only here in the first place because you lost a bet, but what's the harm in playing along? Worst case scenario, nothing happens and you miss out on a good night's sleep. So, just be earnest here. For me? Okay. We should just state out loud what it is we want from this experience. If the spirit can judge our honesty on that, then maybe they'll open up. I'll go first. I want to know, beyond all doubt, that there is a life after death. Your connection with us tonight, Spirit, can make that happen. Now you. You want to fuck a ghost? Really? All I wanted was... Fine. I'll ask it. Spirit, do you believe he speaks the truth? Oh my fucking god. I can't believe you. What's wrong with you? Well, you were honest. Even if Even if it was to a fault. At least maybe the spirit trusts us now. Okay. Let's try the recorder again. See if there's still no response. Is the spirit of Harriet Betham with us now?
Is the spirit of Harriet Betham with us now?
Fuck. Fuck. I don't understand. Why didn't she respond? We're honest, right? I mean, Jesus, you really laid it out. You really laid it all out there. No, I didn't ask her that. I'm not the one who... Okay, right. I'll ask. Spirit, do you believe I am telling the truth? I was telling the truth, I swear. I just... Maybe it wasn't the whole truth. I do want proof, but... Look, I dragged you here tonight because I thought it'd be a good way to get to know each other better. I thought maybe if you tagged along on my dumb hobby and we would have a memorable experience to bond over. Wasn't exactly my first idea, but then Rachel suggested it, and I like you, okay? I think you're smart and funny and incredibly attractive, and I'm clearly not very good at expressing this kind of thing, but I hope you feel the same way about me. Otherwise, this stupid plan was for nothing, and this is just even more awkward. So, there. That's it. The whole truth. Do you believe? Maybe we should ask the spirit if leave the cameras running. We have to review the evidence later, remember? We'll have to go through every single frame looking for any phenomena. Fucking good. Aren't you two just the sweetest? I didn't say stop. Is something wrong, dear? Is this not what you wanted? And where do you think you're going? I thought you wanted to speak to Miss Harriet Bethune. Well, darling, here are you. Try and fight it if you wish, but you will find that I am much stronger than you, even in her body. It would be an easy thing to take you from this world and into mine, so listen up, Casper. It has been far too long since I've known the touch of a lover. More than a century, I believe. Can you imagine that kind of pain? No, you cannot. It is a pain that tortured me in life and followed me even in death. But that ends tonight, understand? Tonight, you will satisfy both of our wishes. Or I will keep this body for myself. Now, as you were. As you were. Done well, dear. My day, it was not often that I experienced these things. How times have changed. Oh, no, 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 my dear. We're not done yet. I still need to feel you. I love the sound of that. Oh. You can act like you do not want this. Your cock tells me otherwise. You did want to fuck a ghost. Did you not?
now come closer and fuck me. Feels like heaven. Still in there.
Come for me. Come for her.
Do you get all that?